C'est vraiment un plaisir de le recevoir en ce vendredi après-midi, en plein milieu du camp des recrues. C'est Owen Beck qui est notre invité du jour. Owen, very nice to meet you. Thank you for being here. How's it going today?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for having me.
You're at your third rookie camp for the Montreal Canadiens. How is this experience different this year?
Yeah, just I guess kind of being an older guy at this event, this tournament. You know, younger guys are kind of looking to you, asking questions, and I just feel like a bit more of a in a leadership position for guys that are, you know, new to the camp and that are might be a little bit nervous. So if I can help them out however I can, then you know, it makes their lives a little bit easier.
How was your summer of training? Were you able to hit the ice in Brossard a lot?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I went home for most of the summer. I came back for about a week and a half and was on the ice up in Montreal a little bit. So yeah, it was productive. I was working hard and making sure I got a lot of reps in and a lot of ice and gym sessions, so I was happy with it.
I asked you how your third rookie camp was a bit different this year, the experience, but also you played 12 games in the NHL last season. You also had a great run in the playoffs with the Rocket as well, but you also played wing for the first time in your career in the NHL. How was that experience?
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit nerve-wracking, you know, obviously a little bit uncomfortable at first, but it's a great tool to have, you know, in my back pocket now. If ever I need to play wing again, I kind of, you know what's going on, know what to do, know my responsibilities, and being able to flip-flop between, you know, the wing and the center position at, you know, this stage of hockey and the way the game's being played now is so beneficial. So I think it's just awesome to have that experience in my back pocket.
Did it help you become a better centerman? Did you discover new skills as well playing wing?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely reading the game from a different perspective, I think definitely helps. As I mentioned, just with the game being played, it's almost positionless in your defensive zone at certain times, especially between the centermen and the wingers. There's a lot of interchanging. So I think, you know, say I start out a shift at center and end up kind of at the point playing more of a wing role in that shift, I think that's beneficial to know how to do both.
We had a great discussion yesterday with someone you know very well, Francis Bouillon, who told us about the specifics of a rookie camp being in Montreal. The team, the rookies are here, and you see everything. All the players who were your teammates last season. The captain is there, Nick Suzuki, every regular from the team. How was that a special experience? How was that at your first rookie camp, let's say?
Yeah, no, it's super cool. You know, again, you grow up watching these guys on TV, and yeah, it's super cool to see them in person. You know, I guess at rookie camp, you don't necessarily step on the ice with them, but you definitely catch a glimpse of their habits, their work ethic, you know, all the different ways they take care of themselves. So I think that's super cool to see as a young guy in my first rookie camp, especially. And it's still super cool to see to this day. I mean, you know, you look forward to when you actually get to step on the ice with them and you know, kind of see how you stack up. But just super cool to be around these guys that obviously you grow up idolizing and, you know, being big fans of. To be next to them at a place like this is super special.
Did you give yourself any specifics, any targets for this season?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I just kind of, you know, I'm kind of focusing on it one day at a time and just looking to put on my best performance at camp, you know, and then see what opportunities are available to me from, you know, stemming out of that.
Do you feel that there's a little more competition this year? When we look at the lineup, there's definitely a possibility you could start with the Montreal Canadiens right off the start of the season. But yeah, there seems to be a lot of friendly competition. Everything seems to be in a leadership and in a good teammate manner, as I can say. But do you feel, yeah, a little friendly competition in there?
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, an interesting dynamic, very competitive for sure. You know, ever since my time kind of being at camp year after year now, this being, I think, my fourth camp now. Yeah, it just seems like camps have gotten more and more competitive. Jobs are even more limited. So it's going to be exciting. Obviously, a lot of these guys are teammates, whether, you know, you end up in Montreal or Laval, you're going to see a lot of these guys for the rest of the season. So it's definitely friendly competition, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to take a job from somebody. So yeah, it's exciting. It's going to be a fun opportunity.
Owen, may it be anywhere in the organization, the Canadians, the Rocket, happy season. We look forward to seeing your progress and your success as well. Thank you for your time today. Enjoy rookie camp. Enjoy also the games this weekend, and we look forward to see you on ice.
Merci beaucoup. Bonne journée.
Merci à toi. Toi aussi.